coverage both days, highs around 90 Thursday and Friday, and then the storms thin out a little bit over the weekend. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the hourly forecast, the 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings and the latest from the tropics. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery Police Officer James Stewart has been relieved of duty and placed on leave. Stewart is charged with menacing. He's accused of blocking a victim's vehicle with his truck, pulling a handgun, beating on the victim's window, and pointing the gun at the victim. Stewart joined the MPD in 2008. Montgomery County Family Court Judge Anita Kelly has responded to a complaint filed against her by the Judicial Inquiry Commission. She's been accused of violation of judicial ethics, unjustifiable delays in handling her family court docket, and other charges. She says she at all times has worked diligently to handle all her judicial business. She also cited slash funding as a reason for slow court operation. And a 38-year-old man, Sean Thomas, has died after a motorcycle crash with a Ford 150 in the 4300 block of Atlanta Highway. Thomas sustained serious injuries when he was thrown from his bike. MPD is still investigating the accident. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Judge.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. 50% off a wide variety of outdoor pottery. Plus, enjoy local food truck fare from the Alabama Sweet Tea Company and Fire Meets Wood. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and grab delicious local eats during the fall sales event this weekend, September 22nd through 24th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Donald Trump made his first appearance at the UN General Assembly.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been wiretapped, according to a secret court order.
Demonstrations of the police killing of a Georgia Tech student took a violent turn.
More 21st century additions to the 150-year-old Merriam-Webster dictionary.
They range from things we can put in our mouths, like froyo, frozen yogurt, and the pungent hot sauce, sriracha, to things we can't eat, like word salad.
Picket lines are up at a General Motors plant in Canada for the first time in 21 years.
Warning label for sugary drinks is blocked in San Francisco.
The Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico are getting ready for Hurricane Maria, the second catastrophic hurricane to lash the Eastern Caribbean in less than 2 weeks.
Tropical storm watches are up for parts of Long Island and Connecticut. Storm warnings posted for Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Ricochet, I'm sorry, the mayor made it on time, but you're more than welcome to call back after we finish the interview. Unless you have a question for the mayor, you're more than welcome to hang out. Let's bring in the mayor, great mayor of City of Montgomery, Todd Strange.
Well, good afternoon. Delighted to be here with you. Hope maybe that the first day of fall tomorrow, maybe?
Friday.
Is it Friday? Come on, baby. We had an outdoor press conference this morning at 9:30, and I thought it was the 4th of July.
And don't you love it when you go to these Alabama and Auburn games and the girls are dressed up in their sweaters and stuff, and it's 88 degrees, and they're just dying out there.
Exactly.
First, I want to congratulate you. The statue that Notman did, Frazier did.
Yeah.
That is in the poppies, flowers underneath it. That is so impressive.
Well, it is impressive, but it's so meaningful because it does signify the 100 years when we did it of Alabamians that got on that troop train right there and ended up in France. And, his father was in the Corps that went over there. He's a decorated hero himself. He actually did that one, and by the same artist did Dedalion, I think that's how you pronounce it, statue at Maxwell right outside of the club. Mm-hmm. And so those two together really do make a great addition to the lore of Montgomery.
When you look at that statue and then you walk into it, because I had some visitors here and I was taking them on a tour of Montgomery like I always do, and you could really kind of feel what it was like underneath that train shed with a thousand plus men
waiting to get on,
saying goodbye to their families, all from Montgomery, waiting to get on a train.
You know, I've been down there a time or two, certainly down there a lot when it was going up, but you go right after dark or right at dark 30, and the lights that come on the structure there, the shadow that's cast, it's very impressive as you look up into the Rainbow Soldier's face.
Right.
It speaks to you.
It's an amazing statue. Yeah. So I invite everybody to go down there and take a look at that. Let's talk about police force. And
We're right at that 500, maybe 496 or something like that. We just the problem we've had, we just can't get over it, although we have people in training right now. But I've come up with a concept in addition to challenging them to get up to the 530 range, and the budget that is waiting to be approved eventually has funding for up to 530 officers.
Is that including the federal 15?
It does include the federal 15.
What is our stopgap with them that we will not, what number?
503.
503.
When we applied, that was the number that we had, and so you couldn't go below that number. Now you could drop below it for a moment, but and there is some cure, but we don't want to access it. I think we have up to 2 years to access it, so we'll access it when we get up around that 510 level.
So you feel comfortable with it?
Yeah, well, exactly.
I had Glenn Pruitt on when he was talking about doing the tax thing, and
occupational tax.
And it just didn't
go over well.
He didn't know what he was talking about.
I'm sorry.
But why do you think the attrition? Because I had. After I had him on, I literally had a police officer drive here to the station to meet me when I walked out to tell me what his thoughts were.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts of why we're having the attrition we do?
Well, first of all the attrition is not self-generated by them. You know, we do take action against some officers in a disciplinary fashion, and so that takes some toll. But over the last 30 or 40 years that I've actually seen the data, you're going to have 45 to 50 that are going to leave, retire, quit for whatever reason. And in Montgomery, different from some of the other areas, we've got a 20 and a 25 year retirement.
Right.
And so if, let's just say you get to be 20 years and you're making $65,000 and you can retire, and there are a lot of other governmental agencies around Montgomery because we are the capital city, whether it be federal, whether it be state, whether it be local. And so they can then go and get retirement at a $40,000 number and then make another $60,000, so all of a sudden they got $100,000 plus. And so I think that is one of the reasons.
Let me ask you this. If a police officer starts the force at 20 and stays 20 years, can they access their retirement at that point?
The existing ones can, yes, but about 3 years ago we in fact changed that to 62.
Okay.
But that's only the officers that are coming on.
Right.
Public safety in the last
years. Glenn this, and I'll ask you this. Who are the officers that are leaving? What is the duration that they've been with the police force?
Well, a lot of them at 20 and 25 years, like Matt, for instance, he could leave tomorrow.
And he's thinking about it.
Well,
no.
I think he'll stay with me.
Yeah,
but, he could leave tomorrow. So you get a lot of people there. Plus, you get people in the first 5 years that they figured out it's just not for them.
Right.
That they thought it was going to be great, so forth and
but
so on.
Because that's what part of the problem, though, is that these officers that contacted me, they said, you have a lot of the attrition that is happening in the first 5 years.
5 to 7 years, yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So how do we get them to stay? Do we change the, go back to the
old way? First of all, we got to do a better job of recruiting. We got to get the people to do a better job of orientation.
Let me interrupt you just to make sure the audience clearly understands. You have money in the budget, and you've got money right now in 2017 budget for police officers.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's not that we don't
have the money. They'll underspend their budget this year.
Okay. And you have enough to bring in about 520.
500 and tomorrow with the new budget, 530.
530. But with 2017 budget, if I remember right, you said you can handle 520 right now without the federal government.
What we said to them is you get the recruits, you get the numbers, we'll find
we'll pay
the budget.
Okay.
Yeah, we really called their bluff. Said the problem is not really the dollars; it's not being able to find
the people and keep them.
Now, we have instituted a program where if you're an existing officer and you put in, you recommend somebody and they make it, there's going to be a recruitment bonus. Well, unfortunately, you would thought we had the flexibility to do that, but no, the city county personnel has said, well, we want more information, we're not going to approve it, there's a lot of room for fraud, you know, what are you going to do about this, what are you going to do about that? So it's not all just the city of, there is a city county personnel of three persons that have some influence on it. We also want to put in a longevity bonus, you know, whether it be 5, 10, 15, or 7, 14, 21, we'd like to do that as well because we think that's an important ingredient. And then we always want to make sure that we're competitive with our surrounding people. Now,
we are,
but some people would like to say, well, let's go in and our police officers, let's give them everything, $3,000. Well, you get it all out of whack between that and fire and, you know, sanitation people, not important as well. You know, everybody just got, on average, about a 7% restructure agreement. Some of the, it was $10 million over a three-year period of time that went across the employment. So we're very competitive. Now, you may find an area that we might be behind, but as a general statement, with those that are around here, we are competitive.
Let me go back to the, would you reconsider going back to where a new officer could access their retirement at age, at 25 years of service?
Well, this kills us.
Because it's $1.5 million that it was costing you?
Well, the reason we changed the entire retirement system is, and I want to make this caveat statement, the mayor nor the chief financial officer is on the Montgomery City of Retirement Board. We do not have any input at all to that. Now, I find that just inconceivable that particularly the chief financial officer. Now, he advises them, but he's not a member of the committee. Fire chief is, the police chief is, the head of sanitation, not sanitation, but the head of public works is, the head of parks and recs are, the librarian, and two or three other private citizens. They're all appointed by the city council, but structurally, the finance director and the mayor. So, having said that, the board came to us 5 years ago and said, actuarially, we're going to go from about 25% of payroll to about 45% of payroll in 20 years if we don't restructure the system. We went and spent a bunch of money with some consultants, took their recommendations, and have, in fact, restructured it about three years ago. And that's where some of these structural changes that we talked about came in.
What would the dollar figure be if we went back to that?
I wish I could give you it off the top.
I can't believe the chief executive officer of the city is not on that board. That's amazing.
Believe it.
What happened there?
Well, a statute was created in sometimes in the 30s or 40s that mandated what the board was going to be. You know, our people contribute, I think it's 6% of compensation to the retirement, their retirement system. We couldn't even get authority for them to up that increase without going to the legislature, and it took us 2 years to get it done.
1930s were the decade of separation in the state of Alabama because there was so much corruption that was going on in the state. I mean, it was.
But we're working through that. There's probably a happy medium. We just haven't found the right template to adopt on the longevity bonus.
Let me do
this. Get there.
I'm going to go to a break and come back, and we'll take these questions and get back on subject matter. We have the city ordinance. We need to talk about ransomware. We've got hotel tax. That is so much. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Start your morning out right with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 number, give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right, you heard me, 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency, so if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a, or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mayor Todd Strange in the house. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Donnie. Hey, Donnie, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Good. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
Good deal. Listen, first of all, Mayor, I want to tell you I'm not one to complain about things in that city. I think you're doing a great job. But I've got one issue that I need to ask.
They always do that. Yeah. They always I think you're doing a great job, but.
Well, this needs to be brought out. I'm calling on behalf of the firefighters. And the reason I'm saying that, these guys, and not just guys, but all of them, are working their shifts. And while they're asleep at night, their vehicles are being vandalized. They're being broken into and stolen. And I was wondering if the city could do something to protect these people's vehicles and so that, you know, while they're sleeping, they can be assured that there's going to be some sort of protection for them. I mean, that's just wrong, I think. I think the city could put cameras out there or do something.
Can I ask a question? Where do they park their vehicles?
They're at the fire station. We've had at least two incidences in the last little bit of time where people have... some of them have been unlocked. Same thing in neighborhoods.
No.
Yeah, they go in and get it. But he's correct. I mean, when you park at a fire station, you ought to be pretty safe there, pretty blatant to be able to do that. Obviously, we're looking, if we don't already have them, the camera scenario, putting some alarms out there, getting them to lock their cars and things like that. So, yes, I am aware of that, and the chief has taken a special project to see what all can get done.
The fire chief or police chief, or both?
Well, the fire chief took the lead. Obviously, it's a fire issue on their property, but we need to work with the police department to make sure our camera system's in place and that we do everything we can to deter that.
Donnie, how do we do
that? Because that, frankly, you know, permeates around in the community as well, because 60% of all the cars that get burglarized are unlocked.
Yep. Donnie, how
I agree with you there. However, the ones that I've been told of, and Mayor may be busting out the windows. So obviously, the car and truck was not locked. It was they just broke the windows in and it made access that way. So
right, there were some of that. It's a little bit of both, but I'm only aware of two instances. There may have been multiple cars at those instances, but it just has happened in the last 2 weeks or something like that.
Donnie, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. Appreciate bringing that to our attention.
We'll do everything we need to do to protect.
Eddie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Y'all hear me okay?
Yes,
Dan,
sir.
You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, how are you doing today?
So far,
so good. Well, just like the last caller, I think you do a great job, but I do have an issue. And what my issue is
parenthetically tell you that on one call-in show, the guy said, "I think you're doing a great job of screwing this city up." So go ahead.
That's not me. I promise you.
Thank you.
My issue is I called the 311 service back on the 11th of September, and I own some property on Burton Avenue, and there's an alleyway that runs behind all those houses. And I called 311 to report we're constantly having illegal activities back there. People come back there smoking, drinking, doing whatever. And they're also doing a lot of illegal dumping. Well, on the 13th, I received a letter from the city telling me I need to go clean all that up. And I'm not putting it there. And to be honest, it's not on my property. It's on the alleyway property. But now, trying to be the good neighbor I am, I've got somebody cleaning that up today. But we've fallen down there several times to try to get that alley patrolled more by the police and as well as the city to come through and cut overhanging limbs and basically clean up all that illegal dumping. And I just want to know if you could give me some advice on what else I could do.
Well, first of all, my executive officer's taking the notes. There's got to be a rest of the story. Sometimes alleys are private properties, and somebody must have evaluated that or researched that to have sent that letter. But that's something that we can look at, and if it is something that we have responsibility for, we can do it. I know I've had situations with debris and trash in private properties. We've not picked it up, but when somebody called, then we go pick it up, and there is a charge if it is a private property.
Yeah, Now, last year, one of my neighbors was able to get a hold of the city manager, I guess it was, and they came and cleaned up the alley, took them several dump truck loads of stuff that they came and took care of it, and assured her that they'd be back every year. And, you know, to be honest, that's not happening. So people see that as a great place to hide. And if I know it's not my property, and I assume it's the city's, but if it is my property, somehow it is my property, can I legally block that area off?
Yeah, if it's your property, you sure could. But before you do any of that, let us
get
to the sanitation folks.
Let me tell you what we're going to do, Eddie. I want you to hang on. Joey's going to get your number. We're going to give it to the mayor, and then he's going to follow up on it, okay?
Great, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank
Absolutely. You. Love your show, Dan.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate it. Let me go to Carolyn. Carolyn, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, is Ray Thornton Ballpark your purview?
I'm sorry, I missed that last thing.
Is Ray Thornton Park Ballpark your purview?
The city of Montgomery. That's about the end of the line. But Ray Thornton Park is a city.
Okay. The back playground, the bottom, the floor is carpet, and it's been there for 7-8 years, and it's buckling, and it's right next to the special needs ballpark.
Yeah, right.
All the
other. The America League.
Yes, sir. And it's the rug, and it's buckling all around. It's been there like that for about 3 years and hasn't been fixed.
Are you talking about a concession stand? I'm missing.
No, sir. I'm talking about the playground.
Oh, the
not the front one,
there's a,
but the one
there's
next
a miracle,
to the
is there a miracle playground back there?
Yeah.
Okay, good
it's,
deal.
It's the large.
Got it.
Has,
I know where it is.
We'll
send somebody out there to take care of that.
Okay, thank you.
How about that? We're getting stuff done here. Let's do this. Let me play something. A piece that was on WSFA last week talking about this new city ordinance.
Well, attention property owners, a new law in Montgomery now holds you accountable for your tenants' behavior.
It's all about cracking down on crime, noise, and other public disturbances.
Under the new ordinance approved by the city council, Montgomery can summon property owners to court and then fine them for keeping disruptive tenants. WSFA 12 News reporter Morgan Young is joining us live from City Hall with the details.
Well, as you said, that law gives the city power to potentially penalize these property owners who are not evicting tenants who are repeatedly violating city laws. And as you said, that law passed, but some people still disagree with it.
I just got a call today. There's people that's shooting. You know exactly who they are. Police goes there 15, 20 times, and there's really nothing that they can do.
It's an issue, he says, is common.
And I get calls all the time for people demanding and begging for help.
Repeated activities, the city ordinances deem disruptive nuisances, sometimes dangerous, with limited long-term solutions.
And the police tell me there's nothing that they can do.
When the only person who can evict the offender is a distant landlord.
You have a lot of people on a lot of houses, but they live, out of town. All they want to do is see the check clear, and they don't really care what's going on at the property.
What do you think about that ordinance? I know you got some friends.
The devil's in the details.
I don't see how in the world this could hold up in court.
Yeah. There's a lot of controversy about that. I'm not sure that everybody understood what was going on when that was put forth. There was discussions, but that's pretty complex scenario. Philosophically, you would agree with it. Absolutely. You want the landlord to be responsible for the person that they're renting to. And if they aren't doing what they ought to do, then you ought to have some recourse. But as I said in the beginning, the devil is in the details. How do you, in fact, police that? How do you enforce that? And I believe that through some emails I've seen to the president of the city council and to others, there's going to be a conversation about that and maybe perhaps modification. Some people would say you don't even need that you have through ordinance that's already on the books to be able to do that. And so the enforcement is really going to be the crux of that. And as you probably know, getting people evicted is a lengthy...
Let me get it. We had William Green on here, and I was stunned at a little... I asked, how many cases have you had?
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
Never. He'd gotten a total of 40 telephone calls over his tenure.
Right.
But, for example, shots are fired, and he used an example of 16-year-old. Shots are fired. He fires a gun at somebody. So he broke three laws. One, underage right. possession, shooting within the city limits, menacing.
You got a way to handle that one.
Okay, exactly. But he goes, well, he gets out, he gets arrested, and he's out. How are you going to evict that guy until he has been to court and found guilty? William could not get the basic premise of innocent until proven guilty.
So that's why I said the enforcement is problematic. And due process and people's rights and all of those things. I think it will end up in court if, in fact, it stands.
Okay, so what I'm kind of hearing you say, it's a flawed piece of legislation.
If I had a vote, I would have not voted for
there
it.
You go.
But I don't have a vote.
That's what that's what I wanted to hear, Mayor. That is what I wanted to hear. Guys, coming back, we got more questions, more calls. Dan Moore Show with Mayor Todd Strange right after this.
Show.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Critics have so many great things to say about The Good Place, it's darn near impossible to squeeze them all into 30 seconds, but we're gonna try. Smart, the LA Times, Ingenious, the New York Times, Hilarious, Variety, Fantastically Funny, Entertainment Weekly, Laugh Out Loud, Hilarious, TVGuide.com, Sitcom, Gold, TV Line, The Best New Comedy, Kristen Bell is Pitch Perfect, and Ted Danson is Divine, E! Online, Your Favorite New Addiction, Hollywood.com, Binge Watch Season 1 on Netflix now, GQ, The Good Place returns tonight after the season finale of America's Got Talent on NBC. Oh boy.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint and putting more money into the pockets of pros with top quality paints without the paint store price. Like Glidden paints. Glidden lasts longer, covers better, and costs less at the Home Depot. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So save time and money with Glidden. Paints that get the job done. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. There's a lot of wind damage and flooding in Puerto Rico with Hurricane Maria tearing through.
They've been through Irma about 2 weeks ago. That was a glancing blow that knocked out power for more than a million people. This storm was a direct hit. There's still no telling exactly what the damage is in terms of human life and property. Much of the island lives in single-family dwellings, often zinc roof, wooden houses, so those are going to be demolished all across the island.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in San Juan, Puerto Rico. President Trump at the United Nations again today, saying he'll pour his heart and soul into working for peace between the Israelis and Palestinians.
Who knows? Stranger things have happened.
The president meeting with the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, today, also holding talks this morning with Jordan's King Abdullah. There's lunch with African leaders. Then this afternoon, talks with the leaders of Egypt and Great Britain. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Fall officially arrives Friday afternoon at 3.02 p.m., but this is a very typical summer forecast with a sun and cloud mix today, hot, humid, high 91, scattered afternoon and evening storms, a little bit more numerous than yesterday afternoon, but not everybody will get one. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 71. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 40% coverage both days, highs around 90 Thursday and Friday, and then the storms thin out a little bit over the weekend. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the hourly forecast, the 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings, and the latest from the tropics. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions, near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. For computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See High-Tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Still without a new budget.
The new fiscal year starts in just 2 weeks, and the city council can't agree on a proposal to raise revenue.
Some say a 1% increase in the lodging tax is the way to go, but it would only impact, because it would only impact visitors staying in hotels and not residents. But Montgomery's lodging tax is already one of the highest in the state. Joining us live from City Hall with the details, WSFA 12 News reporter Morgan Young.
That lodging tax increase was struck down 2 weeks ago, keeping the vote from happening then. And today it was reintroduced to the council, preventing the council from voting on it tonight. I spoke with city officials and business owners about why this tax increase is so controversial and what no vote on the budget tonight means for the city. The city of Montgomery will go into the 2018 fiscal year without a new budget.
The world will not come to an end. The city will be open.
But operating on the 2017 budget.
That means that the 2,700 employees that would be scheduled to get raises in October, November, perhaps won't get them.
Not until the council can agree on a new budget, meaning members have to come together on the major sticking point. Whether or not to adopt a 1% lodging tax increase.
Would 75 cents keep you from staying someplace? That's what we're talking about. On average, talking about 75 cents additional a night.
That Mayor Strange says would rake in about $1 million in extra revenue for the city.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, the Fed goes out and announces that they're going to unwind the stimulus. Stock market goes from up 60 to down 30, and it's like record fast speed.
Well, they've been telegraphing that for the last month or so, and just this week they said, you know, that's what we're fixing to do, but when they do it, all heck breaks loose.
Now, you've got to
report. I wanted to say that the lady that called in about the surface, Scott Miller, who runs our Legion Services Parks and Rec, has just texted me that we're working on a poured-in-place rubber surface grant with ADEM. And if we do not get the grant, the project will be done through Doug Singleton at the county and Glenn Pruitt at the city. So the county-city coming together because it is right there. And Doug Singleton is president or has been president of that league for a number of years, and he's the success of those projects. So it'll get done one way or another.
So, Carolyn, I hope you heard that. Hopefully we're going to get it taken care of one way or the other. Let's go to the... So we're right now don't have a budget. We'll operate 2 days into October. Do you suspect that the budget will be passed in the first meeting in October?
Well, I'll be hopeful. I was expectant that it was going to pass last night. You know,
they fooled you.
Sometimes when you count votes... with Charlie Jenright, I was expecting the vote to be 6-2 last night, but something happened on the way to the city council meeting, and it did not. But as we said, the world's not coming to an end. We certainly need to have a budget. We don't go into 2018 very long with the uncertainty of not being able to have increases. We got $2 million increase in public safety specifically. You know, there's some other property acquisitions that we got funded in there. There's some, frankly, some projects that will need some incentives, including an F-35 that if that doesn't get passed pretty soon.
Is this a fall on your sword for the increase from 17.5% to 18.5%?
Well, it actually isn't that significant. It's 75, on average, it's 75 cents per night. At the end of the day, for 4.5 years, we've led the state in hotel occupancy.
Right.
So we're doing a pretty doggone good job of bringing people to Montgomery through sports events, through conventions, through many other activities that bring people in. We're fixing to have 300,000 to 400,000 additional people with the Equal Justice Initiative Memorial to Peace and Justice up at Cottage Hill. Those are coming in. And those are going to require more officers downtown, particularly. They're going to use our streets. We're going to have more sanitation. And so who should pay for the increase in those services? Should our citizens pay for all of that, or should it not be a shared responsibility? So 75 cents a night does, in fact, raise about $1 million, and $1 million compared to probably a $40 million expenditure just for parks and rec. I'm not parks and rec, sanitation, and some of the other services.
But that's $40 million for everybody in Montgomery.
That's right. So if you're going it, $1 million.
And also the most
citizens are paying the 40, they'd be paying an additional $1 million. The visitors.
Right, but why most visitors are at properties that have corporate trash pickup. You use sanitation. They're not using city services.
Sanitation is just one of the issues because they're moving around town.
But they're bringing so much more to. If you were to take the budget, the $245 million budget, and you divide it by everybody in Montgomery, and you give them a count per day, a visitor is adding much more to our coffers than they're taking away from our coffers.
Yes, they spend on average about $240.
Okay, and so when they
that's
do that,
not tax, that's dollars.
That's dollars.
So take 3.5% of that.
Number. Okay, and so they're adding to that. Most Montgomery citizens that are here are not spending $200 a day. Much less if they're staying here, they're not paying a lodging tax, which equates to about somewhere in the neighborhood, I guess, on average, about $12.
No, the lodging tax would be about 16%. Of whatever your bill is, and let's just say your bill would be in the $80 range, which on average is what it is, because you don't just have the
right,
Renaissance.
So it's $12.
You got lots of other people.
Okay. But see, nobody in Montgomery, your average citizen, isn't adding to the coffers $12 a day. I mean, the people
wait a minute. How about property tax? How about sales tax? How about gasoline? How about groceries? How about goods and services?
They're not adding that much to it. Every single day? Think about that. For somebody to come up with $12 to give to the city, they would have to be spending $50 a day in groceries and just stuff.
But you don't think that in a
I'm sorry, they would have to spend $200. Go ahead.
Don't you think in a year's period of time that the average citizen of Montgomery is spending $12 a day?
No. Well, first of all, it doesn't. These guys are visiting here. The person in Montgomery, and we're not saying spend $12. We're talking about the city take in $12.
Well, we got to expend some amount of money. I don't know what it's $12.
No, well, for the city to get $12, and if you're getting 3.5%, they're going to have to be spending $300 a day. Average citizen does not spend $300 a day in Montgomery.
I probably would agree with that.
that would be an easy one for you.
But the point,
because that'd be $110,000 a year.
But then why does any city have lodging tax?
No. I've got the lodging tax concept. You've got somebody that's coming here. They're not getting educated here. They're good people to have here. You're not going on their house and doing a domestic violence charge. You're really not picking up their garbage because there's a corporate garbage truck that's picking it up at Renaissance Center. And so I'm just saying that that's an illusion to say that it's costing.
Well, there are a lot of commercial businesses that don't have commercial. If they can put it in the can, like all of those restaurants, they're in the alley. They bring their cans out to the front, and we pick those cans up.
Okay, but they're paying for that service.
How?
By the sanitation bill that they get each month.
Yeah, but you got more garbage because you got more people coming.
But
philosophically, people that use the services ought to pay for the services.
But they're not using the services.
They are, too. They are too. They're walking on our streets.
They're right, but
they're driving on our streets.
They're already paying. They're already paying for the service by them spending $200 in buying things, plus the lodging tax, plus any tickets that they're buying.
If I have 1,000 people downtown, I might need 3 officers downtown extra.
Okay.
But if I got 5,000 people downtown, I need exponentially more officers down there.
Okay.
And so it's just part and parcel of paying for the services that are being caused by the visitors that come here.
But the 5,000 people that are here, how much money are they spending per day?
On average, $220.
I'm going to make it $200. That's $1 million a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting 3.5% of mm-hmm. that.
How much is that?
Oops, stop texting me. I hate it when people do that. I go, this is a talk show. This is not a texting show. That's $35,000 a day in tax revenues to you.
And to that number comes to the city in a $245 million budget. It's about $9 to $10 million.
That's $12.7 million.
I'm telling you, the collections in lodging tax is $9 to $10 million.
I'm giving you just what they're spending on buying things, your sales tax. And then you add to it the other $18 million, because I looked you up here, that you're getting from lodging tax.
Well, then we need to get more people here, because the lodging tax is up about 1.49%.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They are paying for what they're using through sales tax.
Except for the cutting of services
and lodging tax
and cutting of expenses, then you got to have revenue to meet this budget of something in the $242 to $243 million and have $1 million that come. And so when you add up all of the expected revenue that we're going to get and it comes up $1 million short, you look around at what's the easiest way to make that difference.
Right.
And that's what we did.
Right. And see, but put it that way. Don't say that they're expending an extra $1 million and so we need to cover the people. The people that are coming to Montgomery are a benefit to us, and they are paying much more towards our coffers than the citizen is.
That would be a philosophical discussion that would take some looking at the numbers. But we enjoy having visitors. Enjoy our citizens. But somehow, you got to make that million up. There was a conversation.
Just say what we're trying to do.
There was an occupational tax consideration. There was a gas tax consideration. And that there was then a lodging tax consideration.
And you picked lodging tax.
Huntsville is raising their lodging tax. Birmingham is raising their lodging tax.
Where are they compared to us?
We're all right together at 17% range.
Okay. As long as we're just saying it's a tax increase versus it's covering services for the people that are here.
I've never been shy about saying it was a tax increase. It's not a fee for services.
Let me do this. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors in the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. I know Mayor was sad to see the Prattville location open up. You wanted all those revenues for the... How much do you get on the sale of a car? What do you get?
Something like 1.9 or...
Because it's 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5. Maybe it's 1%.
Yeah, you like it when they're selling cars.
Sure,
there,
absolutely. New and used.
Brubaker
and
Motors
parts.
On the Eastern Bypass Prattville location. Go by and see them. Tell Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker that you're a Dan Moore Show listener. And thank you for being a sponsor of this show. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Attention truck buyers. It's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP. Or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP. Or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounted. Discounts up to 12,000. $1,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Bonafide buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 1388 monthly for 1,000 finance all sales plus tax, tag, title, and doctor. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. Mayor Todd Strange in the house. We're going to try to take as many of these as we possibly can. Let's go to John DeBoe. John, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange. Please make this brief.
Hey, Mayor, how you doing?
Hi, John. Enjoyed seeing you last night.
Yeah, it's nice to see you last night as well at the city council meeting. I was talking to someone today, and they were saying that the portion of the Patterson Court neighborhood that's on University Drive next to ASU's Lockhart Gym and track and football complex had been sold to ASU. I want to know if that is true, and what is the plan for all of the Patterson Court neighborhood? You know, what does this, the Housing Authority and the city plan to do with that? And then lastly, the City Police Department, if a police officer doesn't turn on their body cameras or their police car when they approach a citizen, what is the penalty that they face for not doing that? Especially if there is an incident where that information is needed to verify what.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, policy dictates they do the body cams as well as the cameras. The discipline would be specific, appropriate to the incident and why they did or why they didn't or whatever the issues are. A lot of people susceptible to falling off, malfunctions. But bottom line, it is policy they would turn it on, and that would be a case-by-case evaluation for any discipline. On the Patterson Court side, I am not aware of any sale. That doesn't mean it hasn't, because we do not participate with the Housing Authority except to fund them for an equity position. But the longer-term objective of Patterson Court is, in fact, to remove it and hopefully build a track and field facility there to utilize what ASU already has put in place.
Would that involve closing down a street?
I don't think so. You would, on different sides of the street, you got to get rid of first of all, you got to find some place to be able for them to go.
Right.
And that's part and parcel of what's going on right now with the new project down at the old Tulane Court. But I think that's a 5-year out project.
Let's go to Urbanite. Urbanite, real quickly, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Yes, Mayor. You think you would consider a seasonal adjustment on that lodging tax? And the reason I say so is I know your hometown of Mobile has got to be a devil to compete with in the summertime. And if we had a lower lodging tax, it may or may not help. And then the other question had to do with a Councilman Green's proposal on that renting thing. Wouldn't it be better if we approached the legislature to make the legislation more favorable?
Urbanite, thanks for the telephone call.
I thought Montgomery had a lobbyist.
Thank you, Urbanite.
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. That's an issue that you'd really need to address with the legislature. I think something is going to happen, whether it's modified or whether it might be changed in some shape. I don't know enough on the legalities of it from legislation, how you could affect that legislatively different from what you would affect on the local ordinance. As far as a part-time or reduced lodging tax, at the end of the day, if you need a revenue stream, is it better for the revenue stream to be paid by the citizens or by visitors that are coming to you?
So, I hear that. My mother would have said that. Those exact same words. 84, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Mr. Strange, I mean, you're probably fixing to fall out of your chair. Can I get you to please put another red light camera up in the city of Montgomery? I think I'm the only person that loves these red light cameras. I sat at Monticello in the bypass through an entire light cycle because people were trying to turn right there in front of Sam's and were parked in the middle of the damn road, and I could not drive through an entire light cycle. Can you get one put up there?
Well, first of all, we don't control the locations, but we can make some recommendations, and I tend to agree with you because I've had the same experience.
Yeah, I did not realize that y'all did not control the. This is strictly a business decision. I did not know that until I met somebody that deals with that.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's a terrible one, and I mean, there's some gotchas. The one down at Lagoon Park, that's a gotcha one, but there really needs to be one right there. I think it would really help traffic. You have Taylor Road is so much better since y'all put that one in.
My executive officer tends to agree with you on the Lagoon Park. Maybe we convince them to move it from Lagoon Park over there.
Let's go to...
That's where it needs to be.
84, thank you. Let me go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Mayor, I'm going to join that club that says you're doing a real good job.
But. I love that butt.
That's a big butt.
I have asked you on more than one occasion, and I actually showed you a video at a function not too long ago about a guy riding on the street in my neighborhood that uses it as a racetrack, along with several other individuals that use that as a racetrack. I had asked at one point in time about possible speed bumps on that street. He said that you couldn't do that. I'm just wondering if a kid needs to get killed on that street before we can get a motorcycle gentleman on the corner there to kind of use radar and slow some of these idiots down, or is it possible to contact somebody at MPD?
Gary, I tell you what we're about to do for you here, buddy.
Well, first of all, we've been out there a number of times. We have, in fact, written a bunch of tickets. Matt Mara would like to chat with you about that, and if you'll leave your number offline, Matt will call you about it.
So, Gary,
we have been attentive to that. I can't tell you specifically whether your guy got arrested or not.
Gary,
the corner I live on is normally the corner that you see a motorcycle gentleman on, if there is one. There hasn't been one. That's my knowledge.
Gary, Gary, thanks for the telephone call. But I want you to do it. I want you to hang on. I want to get your number and give it to the mayor, okay?
Will do.
Thanks. Ronnie, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. Maybe we got too long-winded there. Mayor, I want to thank you for coming back by.
Always. Thank you. Maybe the next time I'll be here, we have a budget. You think?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. But, you know, again, if we don't, we just live with the 2017 budget.
That's the way you make things happen. I like that. And looking at the budget, it actually looks pretty good, and your reserve is moving on up there.
Reserves, and that's why I am adamant I will not agree to a budget. They may override my veto, but I will veto any budget that does not have at least $1 million set aside in it.
Mayor, appreciate you. Appreciate your friendship and the job that you do for the city. I'll see you next month.
Take care, bud.
I hope it's going to be cooler than it is today.
I will make a prediction. It will.
93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back. Final hour right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.